Do you guys know what I'm excited for?
What's that?
I get to talk to you guys again. It's been so long.
Yes.
How long has it been? Like a couple of years now.
Oh, by the way, I think we are live on YouTube via Skype through Google Plus onto YouTube.
Oh, thanks. That's exciting.
Well, welcome to the non-YouTube viewers.
We'll find out. So maybe
nice to hear your voices again.
Yeah, maybe once a month people could hear us do that. It's been a while. It's been quite a while.
Really, what's our YouTube channel?
I just threw it up on mine just to test it out, so I didn't set anything else up yet because I figured this was going to be massive trial and error failure, which it was. So I didn't want to go through too much work before it completely failed. So.
Well, I thought we were going to do a video podcast, so I wore my plaid pajamas and I did my hair. So,
yeah, maybe I'll see what I can do for next time. Work on it a little bit.
No, it's really not necessary. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, you don't know. We don't need the video. I mean, what the hell?
No.
Maybe I could do like a slideshow of like vacation photos or something.
Oh, that'd be fun. Can you do that? Can you like put up pictures?
You know, you could, because you can do screen share. So as long as I'm like running it on. Because I have the other laptop open for Google Drive, so I could just technically screen share some random photos.
Yes, because we need to make this more complicated.
Yes, just hopefully, like, no penis shots go across or anything like that.
Oh, good God.
Get kicked off YouTube.
Cast.
We get kicked off YouTube and stuff like that, so that'll be a problem.
No, just you. Provided it is your penis, I'm just saying. I mean, you could say it's just not and walk away.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. It's a good point. Fair point.
Mm-hmm. We will have a guest joining us in a little while. We hope Miss Steph Smith will be joining us. So that's exciting.
That is. It's very exciting.
Yay! We hope that she is home safe and sound and joining us soon.
Yes, she's currently picking up her child. Who's not really a child anymore, I guess.
No. No, she's on TV now, too, you know.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Morgan is becoming famous, slowly but surely.
What's she on TV?
I think it's a local show, right?
Oh. Yes, it's a reality, sort of a reality show. And it's about this town where they're filming a zombie movie.
Oh.
And, well, when Steph gets here, she can tell us all about it, because I'm sure she's a big, proud mama.
Cool.
She's going to want to tell us.
Yeah, I mean, we could guess about it, but I guess it would be better to...
Facts, imagine. Yeah. That hardly ever happens.
Yeah, and we could make up stuff what it's about, but...
Oh, I'm willing to do that. You know me.
You know what's funny? I'm looking at the doc, and I'm like, wow, I remember those things from, like, 3 weeks ago.
It's been a really long time. This is what I was saying.
I was like, wow, I remember that. I was really excited about that a few weeks ago.
It's kind of worn off now, huh?
Well, it's hard to remember exactly what it was about. But
right. So there was music? Something about music you were
talking about? Yes. So WXPN, University of Pennsylvania radio station, did an 885 greatest songs countdown and 88 worst songs countdown.
Oh.
So that was pretty fun.
Did you tune in for the worst ones? Because that's that's kind of not a selling point.
No, it was fun though because it was kind of
the one hit wonder.
Yeah, and it was a lot of like Twitter back and forth about it. It wasn't all one hit wonder stuff. It was all kinds of different things. Like let me pull up the 88 real quick and I'll run down the top 10 real quick. Now you have to remember. I mean, this is mostly Philadelphia area based, so there is a obvious bias. There are obvious biases that go into it because of that. So, like for the 885 greatest, let's see, the top 10 was U2's 1, Hey Jude was 9, Day in the Life, Beatles, 8, Into the Mystic, good old Van Morrison, number 7, Springsteen, Born to Run was 6, Sympathy for the Devil was 5th, In My Life was 4th, Like Rolling Stone, Dylan, of course, 3rd, Imagine, John Lennon was 2nd, and Thunder Road was 1st.
So the Beatles and Company got 3 in the top 10?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
like
now the top 20 is pretty heavy of what you would expect. You know, Beatles, yeah. Dylan, the band, Hendrix, Van Morrison. There's probably more Springsteen on the list than you would think just because of the area.
Yeah.
Very Springsteen heavy. And actually, Thunder Road won last time they did it in 2004 also. I'm trying to find the 88 worst list, and it's not working for me. So it's been so long.
Stop pushing me.
It's been so long since I put this on here that I don't really.
Kayla's getting some action.
Yeah, I know. She's like making out action. Over there.
Hey, I wasn't the one inside a chicken.
Ew. That's weird.
Did you not see Rob's Halloween costume?
I did. Yes. That was from a show. Is that what it was?
It's from a game. From a.
Oh, game, right?
Mobile game. Yeah.
Okay.
A mobile game.
Yep.
Sweet. It was terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
With the gray eye, a gray face, and the white raccoony eyes.
Well, the face was fake. That was just like Google was doing that like Halloweenify thing.
No. Oh.
The costume was real, but.
I just believe anything I see on the internet.
Yeah. No, it looked good. Yeah, it looked good.
I have been listening to just the same old thing I keep listening to. I'm very much stuck in a musical rut. I seem to just play the Avid Brothers kind of constantly. Michael,
I've been
your fault.
Oh, there's a new Damien Rice out.
I've been having trouble, like, I don't know, like, I haven't really heard anything lately that it's really, like, interesting. Like, I don't know, just nothing, like, recent has been like, oh, this is great.
Right. You know what's really disappointing for me is Jessie J, because Girls Got Pipes, she can seriously sing. But if you listen to her whole album, there's a lot of garbage on there. Mm. And it's so disappointing because if somebody could sing like that, they should sing good music. You know?
There's new Taylor Swift out.
Yeah.
Which is so good.
It's all the rage. I haven't actually heard much of it.
I haven't heard it yet. Yeah. Fun fact, she filmed her most recent music video. What was it called? Empty Space? Was that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So they filmed that on Long Island at a mansion. And it's like an interactive music video. You can get like an app, the app, and you can as like she's going through the video, like they're in different rooms and you can like follow her through the rooms, or you can like stay in the room and the other things will happen. And it's actually a neat little idea.
Yeah. Fun. Was that the video that like disappeared for a while and then came back or something?
I think, someone like leaked it a day early.
I don't know. Okay. What was one of those?
But
convenient leaks that.
Yeah.
She has been on The Voice this year though.
Yeah.
As a coach, and she's actually been good.
Yeah.
Like as far as coaches goes on those shows, you know, she's actually helpful.
Yeah, yeah, she really is good. Actually, she's got a. I mean, she came up like from a young age. I remember. Did she have a? She had a reality show on MTV years ago. Like when she was first starting out.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't believe so. And her mom was super, super pushy.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like her. She's like not one of those snobby musicians, or like she seems, you know.
You always hear about her doing really cool stuff for her fans,
yeah.
And really cool stuff for like the kids and just people in general. Or
Steph's here.
Hello, Stephanie.
I'm so sorry.
Hey.
Oh, no problem at all. We're talking about Taylor Swift.
Yes, we're talking Taylor Swift.
I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we were just saying she's like not one of those like jerky a-hole. Musicians. That yeah, she's not an a-hole.
Yeah, I felt like it was kind of unfair how people piled on her with her relationship stuff when she was young. Well, I mean, she's still young, but I mean, like, she's young. Of course she's in weird relationships.
And I think that country music fans didn't like her because she was too poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't
now
like
that, now that she's pop, she's where she should be.
Yeah, I mean, she was always kind of a pop artist anyway to begin mm-hmm. with. Didn't they like rip her at the CMAs or something like last week? Carrie Underwood and whoever was hosting with her. Oh, Accidental Racist guy.
Oh, that's the only part I heard about. I didn't hear anything. I'm not a country music fan. Well, I just know that the people I work with, they don't like her, and I just have a feeling that it's because she's not country enough.
Yeah, I think it was like they're ripping on her like veiled shots because she wasn't country anymore or something. I'm like, well,
okay. I think she's very successfully made the switch over to pop.
So. At least she didn't write "Accidental Racist."
or sing it or perform it or do anything.
Or we don't need to revisit LL Cool J's amazing lyrics again, do we?
Horrifying. Seriously. maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she didn't. I'm trying to Google this. I thought she had a reality show on MTV when she was like young.
Who, Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Not that I recall.
I don't know anything.
MTV reality show.
Not that I recall.
The only thing I remember about it is how pushy your mother was. Maybe it was a special. Anyway.
Probably so.
Maybe. Yeah,
anyway, I'm sure she had plenty of specials. Yeah, I'm sure she had plenty of specials about it.
I'm just gonna move on with my life now. Okay. So, how is life treating you, Steph Smith?
Wonderful. Except, I have a back issue. It's about
you. Have been suffering with that for a while now.
Yes, I have.
I need to get you the good drugs.
Well. And there's side effects for drugs. You know, there's like stomach problems.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there are. Stomach problems being one of the worst. Well, not one of the worst, but still. Oh, okay. Sorry, I've got a lot going on. There's a puppy in here being stupid, you know, like they do. So we'll see. She's currently got her nose in my laundry basket, so let's see how that goes. Considering the day that I was thankful for my dogs, she ate my pillow, my bra, a pair of my underwear, my gum boots, and my oven mitts, and left them in the living room. So.
Oh, tell us about Morgan's show. That's right.
Oh, yeah,
we were talking about it earlier. And,
we thought we'd get the facts from you rather than make
them up. Yeah, then make up stuff that we didn't know.
Oh, the television show?
Yeah.
Okay. These people in Jasper, are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, okay. These people in Jasper have been making this zombie movie for 6 years. And so somehow they got in touch with sci-fi people, and they have been making a reality show about these people making this movie. And it's not far from here. Like, it's in Jasper. And it's like, we live halfway between Jasper and Birmingham. So, like, I was born in Jasper.
Okay.
But these people, and we make fun of these people in Jasper.
So mean.
It's like a coal town.
Okay.
And now these coal mines are closed down, so it's like a meth town.
Oh, that's sad.
I mean, it's not quite so bad, but it's. You know, anyway,
so to keep themselves busy, they're making a zombie.
Yeah, like, you know, there are no jobs, so what do you do all day? Just do meth. So anyway, it looks really pretty on, you know, in HD. It looks great. The town looks great. But anyway, so she was a zombie for the fun run, and I directed traffic. I was too bored because I was too worried about what was going on, but. Yeah, she was.
Were you being a looky-loo instead of?
Yeah, I was like, "Where are the cameras? What is he taking pictures of? Where are the PAs?" So Morgan was a zombie, and she got like a second of screen time last week, and then this week they had a city council meeting because there's all these terrible things going on in town, and the town is just in an uproar over this movie being made, and. Robert Englund came to town to save this movie, and he went to city council. He went to the city council meeting to tell them that they should let these people make this movie. It's so fake. It's so scripted. And so Morgan was in the audience of the city council.
So it is scripted. So it's not really a reality show, right?
Oh, it's the same thing.
It's as reality as most shows, I suppose.
Yeah.
As reality as reality TV is.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Well, we've seen one of the episodes. Well, Dave was watching it, and I was walking back and forth, and it seemed quite funny.
To me, it's hilarious. But yeah,
it's
probably
a comedy, right? It's like a comedy.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And I don't know if I would think it would half as funny if these were not my people, you know?
No, but I mean, like, they go to blow up the boat dock or something, and they miss the shot.
Oh, that was so funny, yeah. The guy who's, like, the explosives expert is hilarious. Like, they go to eat sushi. He's like, yeah, we got good sushi here, fresh sushi and mahi-mahi and French fries. But yeah, Town of the Living Dead is the show, and the movie is 3 Days Dead.
3 Days Dead, okay.
Yeah. Maybe and we watched the movie today, and it's not so bad. If they had only had good sound, it would have been much better. Like, I can't wait to see what these guys do when they have proper equipment.
So they're just kind of using what they have right now.
Yeah, they have, like, no money.
Hmm. Home video camera. I've got an iPhone camera. It's HD. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, they take pretty good video. So, yeah, for posting it and things like that, I mean, you could easily do that.
Yeah, it's just the sound is poor.
That's true. Yeah, because it doesn't really capture.
It's probably harder to get good sound than it is to get good video these days.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because the mics are definitely not anything great. Whereas the cameras are all pretty good at this point.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you guys want to talk about?
Hey, I watched a movie. It was good.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
I watched a movie I liked.
Oh.
It was on Amazon. It was from 2013. It was called Hide Your Smiling Faces. And it was basically about two brothers. Their friend dies. And it just kind of like their life for a couple days. It's like, there's no score or soundtrack or anything that I recall. It was just they used the ambient noise. It's supposed to be, I assume it was filmed in upstate New York, which upstate New York pretty much means the entire state of New York other than New York City. But, yeah. You know, you know what I mean? So, yeah, they basically used the ambient noise of the woods and the surroundings and stuff like that. When, you know, they lived in a pretty rural area. And it was just really well done. It was really, really cool. Really quiet movie, you know, nothing crazy. Just followed the two kids for a couple days, basically, after their friend dies. Or a little bit before and a little bit after, I should say. Yeah, and I think it's on Amazon Prime, too. So it's not like anything you have to rent. Mm. It was one of the Prime movies.
Sounds really happy.
It wasn't like super sad or anything. It was just, you know, interesting. Huh. Yeah. I mean, it's not as sad as it kind of sounds, you know, a dead kid, but you know,
that's always a punchline.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know him, so, you know,
I don't have any, what do I care? Kids.
I never met him. He was just dead, you know?
We're off to a good start.
You don't have me either, Rob.
Who cares?
Care?
I don't care about dead kids.
See what happens when you take a month and a half break?
Unsubscribe. No.
The truth comes out. The kids are dead. It's okay.
Well, I'll download that right away.
They're all dead. They were all dead from the beginning.
Oh, no.
It was purgatory.
That is a forbidden sentence in my house, Mike.
They were all dead from the start.
They've all been dead the whole time. Is a forbidden sentence in my house? I have threatened divorce if it happens one more time.
It's possible that that was the case, though.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Lost.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. I'm glad. What is more Potter? Is that like Pottermore?
No. From what I remember, weren't they doing more spinoff movies or something?
Doing, I think, like three movies.
Yeah, that's what this article was, I believe. But of course, I posted it here 3 weeks ago, so I don't really.
Know. I mean, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, wasn't the first one we found out was going to be what's her name? The lady with the cat plates. I thought that was going to be her.
I don't remember.
The witch that lived on Harry Street that had the cat.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them will be at least a trilogy. Three movies.
What? You know what? I'm sorry, but this is money grabbing.
Why? Yeah, it kind of is. I mean...
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how they're done.
But, like, what, it's not going to be anything like Harry Potter, though.
No, it's just basically going to be in the universe, yeah.
It's a great world, but you never really... I mean, it could be good, and I feel like maybe, like, if it was, like, one movie, like, oh, cool, you know. Like, if they're like, oh, let's make it a trilogy, like...
Well, everything's a trilogy.
Yeah, they're kind of doing the same thing in Lord of the Rings over there.
Hey.
In their little land.
Hey, that's the best trilogy ever. The first.
That little Hobbit Schmoggy movie didn't need to be three movies long.
Well, no, it did not. I'll agree with you there.
We spent an hour and a half with watching the dragon float around.
Yeah, but that ending of that one with... the dragon about to fly over to Lake Town. That was good. Mm-hmm. With Cumber Snatch's I am death. Mm. I am fire. I am death. I don't have his voice.
Fine. Okay, well, I mean, I like the world of Harry Potter, so... I mean, I'm going to watch them.
Yeah, I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah, if they come out, yeah.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the Harry Potter world, so...
Steph, you're a Harry Potter fan, right?
Yeah.
You've read the books and everything?
No. I've seen the movies. I don't read. I get too distracted.
Yeah, this is the last thing I think I read was Harry Potter, maybe.
Yeah, it might be the last thing I read. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I do audiobooks now, so I don't know what
I
actually
read. I have these all on audiobooks. They're fantastic.
Well, you know, like that's a Harry Potter world, so they got to keep it going.
I know.
Yeah, they do. Keep it
alive and
got to keep the money flowing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't think
that's exactly what it feels like, too.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll have a I mean, I think Harry Potter's pretty long term franchise, even without expanding it like this. You know.
Mm. Well, who owns Harry Potter? Is it her or Warner Brothers?
Well,
or?
She does, but I'm sure
I think
they
Warner Brothers have the movie rights.
They have the movie rights, yeah. And then Universal has the theme park rights.
Yeah.
Which she has a lot of control over as well.
Yeah. Mrs. Hawaii was just there, and we got to see all of her pictures from Wizard World. So that was
really so good. Yeah, it was great. They're building another part now.
More part money?
Three. Yeah.
There'll be one in every town, like a Starbucks.
Soon Universal is just going to be Harry Potter world, the whole thing.
That's right.
Kelly Jo said it's Harry Potter's fault that movies are being split into so many parts.
It is. Yeah, I think they were like the kind of first to do it.
Because they split that final movie into two parts.
Yep.
Well, but when you look at the actual series, the books, they start off that, as like a reasonable size book. And
yeah.
To be like these phone books, right?
Yeah. I didn't really have that much of a problem with the final one being split into two because it was so thick and it was like two different stories.
That was good, but there are other movies that like I love The Hunger Games, but the last Hunger Games doesn't need to be split into two. Like it wasn't that big of a book.
Yeah. For me, the first part of the last Harry Potter movie, I don't watch because it's just them sitting in a tent.
I liked
three
that.
Three times. I've listened to the books two times.
I like that part.
I've watched it. I just find that whole portion of the movie, I can just pretty much skip it and go to the actual finale. If I didn't read the books and I'd gone to the theater and watched that movie and it was probably like two and a half hours long, I imagine, knowing them, I would have been really disappointed with how they left it. Like, because it was just such a filler. Like, not a filler, but it was so...
See, I don't think things like that are filler, though. Like, I prefer a movie like that.
I mean, like, it was just like... Yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
A movie without...
It was long and boring. Like a dragon in an underground cage for an hour and a half. It was a schmog of movies.
Well, then.
Well, Daz calls it Harry Potter and the Very Long Camping Trip.
Yeah,
but I
exactly.
enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I thought it's nice. It's
yeah, I enjoyed that one as well. But I think we have better taste than most people. That's why.
Up yours.
Specifically, Michaela.
Just because I like Michael Bay movies, and just because I don't like other cerebral movies, that doesn't make my opinions wrong. It just means I have a short attention span, and I like it when stuff blows up.
I like it when stuff blows up. You like it when stuff blows up?
Yeah. Space adventures, you know, stuff like that.
Speaking of space adventures...
Yeah,
we got a Star Wars name, which wasn't even in the thing because it happened so long after we all updated it.
What is it?
I forget what the Force is back or awakens. Something. Oh, the Force Awakens. The Force is back would have been terrible.
Like a tingling.
I wish it was the Force is back.
That would have been like the worst name ever.
The Force is back.
Oh man.
I mean. It sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I like the name. I mean, it works for me. If you know, that's really all that matters is how the movie is.
Well, exactly. But like, some people are like freaking out about it, and it's like, who cares? Like, the first Star Wars didn't even have a title when it first came out. Like, who the freak cares?
Yeah, it was just Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it's just a subtitle. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's going to be good. Wait until you see the movie, then judge it.
Yep, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Marvel. They put out a big, fat calendar full of dates.
They sure did. Oh, it's so exciting.
Yes. There's lots of good stuff in there, hey?
Yeah. Well,
and it goes all the way out to 2019?
19,
woo!
Yeah, so, of course, next year we have Ant-Man and Avengers Age of Ultron. And that's exciting. Ooh. Actually, Age of Ultron first, then Ant-Man. So Ant-Man was originally supposed to be kick off phase 3, but now it's going to be ending phase 2. But they have a whole bunch of... They basically announced all the phase 3 movies. So we have May 2016, we have Captain America Civil War, which is going to be awesome.
Oh, Civil War, yeah.
Yeah. Because you have Iron Man in there, which is going to be great. Awesome. So that same year, November, we have a Doctor Strange movie coming out. That should be interesting. Then we got May 5th, 2017 is Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yay! I can't believe it's so long away, though.
I know. Oh, well, it gets even longer away.
Yeah.
Then July 2017, we have Thor Ragnarok.
What?
Thor Ragnarok.
That's
Ragnarok.
Third Thor, right?
Yes. Okay. Thor 3. November 3rd, 27. This is there's three movies, three more
movies. Is Thor going to be a girl in that movie?
No.
Not yet.
Could be.
Feminazis are making our way into the movies. What? It's all about the journalism.
November 2017, Black Panther. So there's always been rumors about that one.
Is that about white people being scared to go vote?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I was thinking Pink Panther. Wait, that's...
Pink Panther. Pink oh, Panther. My God. Yes. The Pink Panther movies were amazing, by the way.
Yeah. And actually, Black Panther is going to... I think is going to show up earlier in... Civil War, actually, because he's going to play a part in that. So our first glimpse should be in Civil War. Then after that, in May 2018, we have Avengers Infinity War Part 1.
How old will those guys be? But hang on. I'm looking at you.
How old will those guys be?
I think Downey Jr. probably won't make it to that. Not that he won't make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he'll probably... I mean, let's be realistic. He'll probably die of a heart attack by then because of all the drugs he did. So.
Yeah, well, what I had heard was that they had meant for this to be announced at Comic-Con, but Robert Downey Jr. hadn't signed his contract until, like, recently. And that's why this announcement was so late.
Sure, it was, like, multiple reasons because there's so many movies, so there has to be all the deals in place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited that Infinity War is in two parts because it's such a... I mean, this is epic. This is where you have, you know, Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet. This is not something that, you know, they're going to be able to, you know, defeat him within one movie. So, I mean, they shouldn't anyway. So I think this is a case where I think splitting into two parts is a good idea. I mean, plus you're not bound to a single book either. So this is just... So I think it's a good call there. So you have part one there. July 2018, we have Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. This being female Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. So that should be really cool.
I wonder who will play that role.
I don't know. Do not know.
Probably somebody who's like 10 right now.
Because it won't be Skye, right?
No. Definitely not.
No.
Definitely not.
I don't think they'd give her a lead in a...
No, that's picture. Never going to happen.
maybe Ariana Grande.
Oh, God.
Well, she has done that space video where she looks super cute. Just a thought. You know.
Yeah, Connor is
this is the point where.
He's obsessed with Ariana Grande.
What about somebody like Katie Sackhoff? Is she too old?
I think she's too old.
She's too old.
Yeah.
Because you're talking, well, they will be filming 3 years down the road, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, not four.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to probably go a little younger than her.
Because they got to be thinking about a sequel and...
Right, yeah.
Third movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll
probably be some Australian or...
Probably, yeah. They don't like to pick American actors anymore.
No, you know, it was Brits for a long time, and now every actor is Australian.
Yeah. What about maybe they'll tap Mindy Cohn? Not Mindy Cohn. What's her name? Lauren Cohan.
Ooh.
Mindy Cohn. Yeah, they'll bring Mindy Cohen back.
Oh, no.
That'll be... Wait, did she die?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Too soon?
Wow. So insensitive.
Dead babies, dead singers. What do we care? Throw them all on the pyre.
Oh, okay. So two more. So the November 2018, we have Inhumans. And then May.
No idea what that is.
It's kind of like, I guess, similar to X-Men, but another type of like. I'm not super familiar with it, but we all will be.
Well, maybe it'll be like another Good Guardians, you know, where it we could, didn't know them, but we sure love them
totally,
now.
Totally.
I want my dancing baby group. Damn it.
Yeah. And then in May 2019, you have Infinity War Part 2. And that will be the end of phase 3.
Ooh.
So that's exciting.
What year was that?
There's a lot of money going to
2019. Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, DC has the movies going up to 2020.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's a Green Lantern.
But when?
Year unknown.
Oh,
your
my
movie
God.
Ain't getting made.
There's like a calendar. I'm trying to find it. There's like a calendar of all the superhero movies.
It's on our webpage.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's crazy because we're just going to have like superhero movies up the ass, like for the next.
Ooh, won't that be fun?
Yeah. That's a whole different movie. Whole different movie.
Thor's hammer up your ass.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Stephanie.
I will be taking my grandchildren to superhero.
I will be
So. Speaking of, have you guys heard of the flipping to DC? they're making a Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of rumors regarding that, which I thought actually were pretty good. One was that Margot Robbie, she was in Wolf of Wall Street, most notably, would be playing Harley Quinn, which I think is perfect. Like, she would be perfect for.
Mm-hmm. Isn't she Australian?
I'm not sure, actually. Yeah, I think she might be.
Aren't they all?
Yeah. And then actually the other rumor was that Jared Leto might be playing the Joker.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah,
I like that, too.
I think that's a good choice. Yeah,
he could really bring something, you know, new to the character. Mm-hmm. Someone's eventually got to play him. You know, we can't, like, hide behind Heath Ledger forever.
Yeah,
so.
And at that point, you'll be far enough down the road where I don't think it's a big deal. And Jared Leto is very capable of putting his own stamp on it.
Yeah.
It's not you're getting, like, Frank Caliendo to play the Joker or something, you know.
We have – it's just crazy. I'm looking at the thing. In 2017, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 comic book movies. It's insane.
They're obviously making somebody money.
it's incredible, like, how these things have blown up.
It is crazy because aren't comic book sales at, like, a all-time low?
I mean, people don't care. Like, people are loving the movies. Like, people aren't. There's a lot of people that don't read. Yeah,
it's because of the dumbed downs like me, Steph, that only want to see explosions.
Yes, exactly.
If I was more into more wordy movies, you know, I'm an average. I'm a Joe Canuck. Joe Canuck. Josephine Canuck. That's, you know, it's true. I don't want to think too hard. I do that all day at work. I just want to watch stuff blow up. Yep.
So you're to blame for Hawaii Five-0.
I don't watch that shit. Although I do still watch Big Bang Theory. So. Well,
same difference.
Yep. Yeah, I wouldn't watch it on my own volition, but it's on the television and Dave likes it. So, do you know how long it took me to get him to stop watching Two and a Half Men? I literally deleted it off his recording from his PVR.
Well, I'm glad
you
did. I don't
think he's figured it out yet.
It's going to be over soon anyway.
Well, didn't they just get married? Didn't they just have the finale where they get married? Oh, sorry, if you haven't seen spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Watching that show, woo,
Two and a Half Men spoilers. Woo, watch out. We're all up on that.
Next, I'll be spoiling Big Bang Theory.
By the way, we are live, and there's a nice chat going in YouTube.
Ooh.
With Matt. Matt's in there. Kelly Joe's in there. Mike's in there. Mikey Graff.
Wow.
Wow, people are actually
awesome.
In there?
Yeah, I'm in there.
Whoa.
Whoa.
If you go onto the YouTube link. Now. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Ooh. You know what? We're just going to stop the show and I'll go into the comments.
Yeah, we're just going to go and chat on there.
Well, all we're going to hear, it's going to be like, this will be the whole show.
Colleen the show.
Tap, tap, tap. Yeah. Okay, so who has seen Interstellar?
I have.
I have also.
I've not yet, but
okay,
I'm
is it very exposition heavy? Is it?
They love to make the relativity joke a lot.
Oh boy!
It's all relative, you know.
Well, okay. So this movie's super hard to, like, I think, to talk about and review because it's,
yes,
there's a lot going. Yeah, I mean, I think I really enjoyed it overall. It is very long, for sure. And it doesn't really do a great job of explaining everything. Like, it's one of those movies that, like, I had to go and, like, but in a good way. I mean, I had to talk about it afterwards. I read a couple articles, and I kind of got more out of it after. So I think it could have been maybe a little bit, not dumbed down, but it could have maybe explained things a little bit better.
Agreed.
But the one thing I really loved is that – so they had a famous physicist, Kip Thorne, working with them to kind of put in real scientific theory into the movie and kind of base things, you know, base things off of actual scientific theory. And, you know, obviously there's a nice healthy dose of fiction in there as well. but mm-hmm. there's a lot of actual real science in there, and it's I find it really, really fascinating. One of the main things being time dilation. It was something that we, you know to be true, where so this is how it kind of works. So it's either the faster you move, or the more the force of gravity, the slower time moves for you. Like, for example, we have, you know, GPS satellites that are orbiting the Earth, and they actually have to be offset to have accurate time because they run a little bit slower than time on the surface of Earth. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, put that to an extreme length mm-hmm. where you're going really fast, or you're, you know, being affected by a ton of gravity and you're going really slow compared to other things, and you have some really interesting things happening where people age at much quicker rates than other people.
Right.
So I mean, I find that super duper fascinating, and it's based on real theory and things that are kind of proven mm-hmm. on much smaller scales. But
now you saw this in IMAX too, right?
I saw it in like real IMAX.
Me too. Like square huge, IMAX. Yep. Square.
Gigantic
huge,
yeah. screen. Yeah.
I unfortunately was sitting in the fifth row.
Oh, that sounds so good.
So, but fortunately I had a recliney seat, so I just stood on my tippy toes and leaned back as far as I could. I thought the movie was beautiful.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It looked fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you complete with your opinion?
Well, you can continue for now. I mean, I feel like I could talk about it forever, and I can not talk, you know what I mean?
It's right.
Like
one of those you don't want to say too much, and yeah, you can't say
anything. Yeah.
Okay, for me, I found it absolutely beautiful. I thought that they borrowed some long shots from Gravity.
Yeah.
You know, and there was those moments in silence in space, which are always gorgeous when they do them right.
Yeah, yeah.
The more I thought about it after the movie, when I walked out of the theater, I wouldn't call it a science fiction movie. I would call it a science fantasy movie.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate.
And the more... It was like Lost. The more I thought about it, the more annoyed I became. So I felt like they had all this really good science, like you say. And they lost it. And that, if I'd known more about it going in, that it was a science fantasy movie, I would have cued my brain that way. But because it was presented for 1995, see, I just have to be careful about what I say.
Why?
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's why? Hard. You don't want to ruin anything.
I don't want to ruin anything. But for, I would maybe you can tell me if this is a fair statement, and maybe Michael can just edit it out if it's too much. But I would say for 95% of the movie, it was a science fiction movie. And then for the last 5%, it became a fantasy movie.
I don't know if I would say that, because I feel like the first part of it is more is. Well, unless you mean, I mean, science fiction in the term, I feel like the first maybe half to three quarters are pretty, I think, feasible.
No, I agree.
Yeah, yes. Okay. And then
so I would
kind
say
of like
that was based in science, whereas.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas the conclusion was based in fantasy.
Yeah, I think that's a really fair statement. But
if they could have seen it, the theory, all the way through, rather than leaning back on fantasy, I probably would have enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, the thing is, like, it could, like, the fantasy goes to a part where it's like, it goes into a part of science that we know nothing about. So, it, right. You know, I mean, it, for
could
all we
true.
Know, it could be true. You know what I mean? Or, like, right. So there are, I mean, not to spoil anything, but it goes into a theory about there being five dimensions in space. And that's a real theory as well, though. So, but we just don't know enough about it. So that's where it dips into like we don't know, so we're going to make it up. And I think that's okay, because there is no way to know. So yeah. If you don't know something.
I wasn't expecting it. I just wasn't expecting it from the way the movie played out.
Yeah.
That jump. Literally a jump.
It is a little jarring, though. I will admit that, where it kind of transitions from being like, oh man, this can actually happen, to like, this probably wouldn't happen.
Well, something that I know happens can never happen, so
I don't know
that I believe happens that I is not feasible in any possible way.
Probably, I don't know.
Well, since you haven't seen the movie, why don't you say so? Because it's not a spoiler. You're just guessing.
No, I'm not getting. No. I heard somebody talking about it. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. I mean, and I.
Oh, I don't care about spoilers. I'm not crazy.
When there are really big actors, and this is my own block, when there are really big actors on screen, I have a hard time getting past that. Like, maybe I should just watch movies with unknown people in them. Because it draws me out of the story a lot.
I do like Wakanda,
look, it's Catwoman and Matthew McConaughey in space. She's forever Catwoman, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah,
that's what I will call her forever.
Oh, or so Princess Diaries.
Let me ask this. Yeah. Does Matthew McConaughey's wife die, or is she dead?
She's dead. It's just him and his kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So is this Nolan's 2001 Space Odyssey?
I've heard it compared to that a lot.
Yeah, actually. I have too. Yep.
But is it that heavy? Is it that?
It's a tearjerker for sure.
Uh huh.
I think
there's a lot of about a relationship between a father and a daughter.
Yeah, there is. There is definitely love in this.
Yeah,
it's definitely a big part of it.
Right.
But I feel like it's kind of, you can take away what you want from it. Like, you can like leave it at face value, but you can also dive into it and really do some hard, like really deep thinking about things as well. Yeah. So you can kind of choose how deep you want to go into. But I think that is, like, if you like.
Don't be rude, Michael.
Well, see, after Inception, I do not want to see this movie. But I like the Batman movies. So.
Oh, I mean, it's nothing. I would say it's much more like Inception than Batman.
Ugh, then I don't want to see it. Because I was trying to decide between Nightcrawler, Birdman, St. Vincent, Interstellar this week. This week, seeing a movie. It's.
What? Sorry. But that was like a TARDIS just landed. And
yeah, I need that sound. Whoever has that sound, can you send that to me, please?
Oh, that, I was getting a text.
And Peter Capaldi's here.
With his eyebrows.
I know, when I'm watching Doctor Who, I'm thinking, is that my phone? What, I'm getting a text.
Well, mine's the Gurr arg dun, 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 from the end of the Buffy musical episode. So this is, I mean, this is, I wouldn't call this necessarily a space adventure.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to call
it. I mean, it's an adventure through space. No, it's not even a melodrama. It's a science fiction/fantasy movie, in my opinion. Like, it is, I mean, there's lots of beautiful cinematography. It has a good, solid story. I just didn't, I mean, when I walked into the theater, I felt good about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's one of the things where you don't really know everything to expect.
Yeah.
Because the trailer doesn't really give anything away for once. So it's... It's hard. I mean, I love that. I really, really enjoyed it. It's hard to like, it's one of those movies that where you can't like be like, oh man, you're going to love this to everyone. Cause like, it's really, I kind of feel like there's some people that would absolutely hate it. And there's some people that would absolutely love it. And it's just kind of like based on your own tastes, you know?
Yeah. Well, as Kelly says in the chat room here, cause we have one of those now.
Oh yeah. I forgot.
Oh wait, no, she's talking about wine. That's good. Good girl. Like any other Christopher Nolan movie, I just blatantly ignore the plot hole, she says.
The plot holes.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you're dealing with like time stuff, like there's always going to be like, you cannot avoid.
Yeah. It's hard to do that. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to make feasible time travel.
No, you really can't.
You kind of have to let it go at that point, you know?
Yeah.
The cold never bothered you anyway.
No, it didn't.
Will we ever think of that right again in our brains? Probably not, right?
No, definitely not.
Well, did I see Robin in the chat for like
yes, a Robin popped into Whoa. The chat. I know. I was stunned when I saw that.
Wow.
He says he was never here and he ran away.
Yes, we're roundaboutly going through YouTube because I could not get Google Hangouts to work for me. So,
well, it's obviously playing somewhere else. These weirdos are just sitting in here chatting. About
yeah. Well, no, I we're Skyping through Google Hangouts because we want to do this the most roundabout.
Whiplash is not showing in my CD. Oh my CD no, is a small town.
We are having a little audio crack up. We are pretending to be Cylons this evening, so it's not just you. They're asking in the chat room.
Oh, no, it's clean over here, so it'll be clean in the end.
Excellent.
I mean, it may just be fucked up because I'm running Skype and Google Hangout at the same time.
You're a multitasker.
Well, that wasn't the plan. Let's put it that way. So next time I'll plug in. I'm not plugged in, so.
Why don't we let Stephanie talk about Nightcrawler, and then Rob, you can talk about Big Hero, just so Stephanie gets a break.
Yeah. Do it. We should keep moving. I didn't realize how much freaking stuff we have. Holy crap!
Well, it has been 6 months.
I know.
Yeah, it has.
We have 6 months worth of show. Get ready for the next 3 hours.
Oh, look, it's Thanksgiving already.
We're gonna split this up into three episodes. Well, this is the smog part, just so you know.
I'm definitely going to have to edit the beginning where we were a little a little off the game.
Cricket.
Yeah, that's the only problem with like that big a gap. Like the beginning's always like, what the fuck do we do?
What do we do now? What is this? How do we do this podcast?
I always enjoy that part.
Yeah, what I don't take too much out. I mean, I'm not doing any kind of heavy. I'm not like taking everybody's breath away.
It's not like we
away.
Have anyone to impress.
Let's yeah, yeah. Here. I look true. For extremely large gaps. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, can you please? I mean,
I try and make it so Rob has really disconnected words, and it sounds like
I think
he doesn't
you should
breathe.
Take out all the gaps. Like, every
gap.
Every single
no
gap,
breathing.
Take it out. Yeah, I don't want any gaps.
There's not a breath. You have phantom laughter in the middle of talking.
Yeah.
I'm freezing,
okay,
by the way.
I've got my apple cider now.
Wow. Are you drunk?
No, but Dave brought me a Gypsy Tears Ruby Ale. That sounds good, doesn't it?
That does.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what were we going into? Nightcrawler?
Well, Stephanie's going to talk about Nightcrawler, and then Rob's going to talk about Big Hero 6, which I'm super excited to hear about. Lots of these movies, horns even.
I'm going to go get a candle to light because I'm feeling sensual.
Again, with farting in the basement? Is that what's happening? You farted yourself out of the basement.
No, I'm actually cold, and I think the candle will help.
I kind of like that, too. I'm like, I can see flames. I must be warmer.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like kicking on the heater. Because it's going to get cold tomorrow, so but I just want a little bit of warmth right here by me. So if I catch on fire, I'll let you guys know.
We get you a Snuggie and send it to you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be right back.
It's really cold here. It is 39 degrees.
It's zero here in Celsius, but just we've had frost on the ground, so it's mitten time.
Yeah, we are freezing to death because we're not used to it.
Do you guys have toques? Do you have a toque?
We don't call them toque. We call them boggins.
You call them which?
Boggins.
Boggins?
Toboggins.
Isn't that from Harry Potter? What, let that thing you let out of the closet and it turns into whatever your fear is? Oh, wait, that may be something different.
I don't know.
That's a bogger.
What was that called, Rob?
Boggart.
A bogger. There you go. Maybe you guys let it out of the cupboard, it turns into a hat.
Well, see, and I thought a toboggan was a sled.
It is.
It is. I don't know why we call it a hat a toboggan, but
Stephanie, why don't you tell us about Nightcrawler?
Okay, I thought this was an X-Men movie, and it's not.
Nightcrawler is my favorite X-Men.
Yeah. What's his name? What's his name? The guy that played Nightcrawler.
Oh, what's his face? Now I can't remember.
Anyway, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Dadgummit. Oh, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is not that movie.
Oh.
This is about a guy who goes around Los Angeles and videos in the middle of the night terrible accidents and sells his footage to local news. And it's Jake Gyllenhaal. And I am not a Jake Gyllenhaal fan. Or I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal is a... Jake Gyllenhaal does not have a lot of range. Sometimes he's terrible. You know?
And sometimes he's less than terrible?
Sometimes he's terrible. But he's so good in this movie. He's fantastic.
Alan Cumming, that's his name.
But Nightcrawler is, oh my God. It's so creepy. He's so disgusting. Like, he lost a lot of weight. He's super, super skinny. Like, so skinny, it's difficult to look at him.
Oh.
You know? And he's just so slimy looking. Just so, ugh. I guess the first scene, and then you kind of get used to him. But he's just, you know, he's so skinny. His Adam's apple just sticks out. You know how when people are super, super thin.
Yeah. Uncomfortably skinny.
Yeah, he's just gaunt, and his eyes are, like, sunk back in his head. Just looks awful.
Well, Matthew McConaughey did that to himself, too, when he did Dallas Buyers Club. And mm-hmm. He has not recovered from that. Like, I don't know if your body ever recovers from that kind of damage to your system.
Yeah, I think maybe if you do it when you're young, but then once you get over a certain age, your body just does not bounce back well. Because, let's see, Christian Bale did that for The Machinist, and there's been actors to do stuff like that. And then Christian Bale has gained weight. He gained weight for...
it wasn't boxing. It was for American
Hustle?
Yes.
But yeah, see Nightcrawler to see slimy, creepy Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he plays like the seedy underbelly news guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rene Russo's in it.
I just got back. Was Nightcrawler good? Because I kind of was interested in it.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's one I definitely want to check out. That's like high on the list for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of like those kind of movies that I want to see, like that and Birdman and like.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to see Birdman also. Finding the time is the killer.
I know.
It's a killer.
Why do we have to work?
That's the problem.
Stop making so much content. We're like, there's not enough time.
We'll have to figure out a way to become independently wealthy and then just share it amongst the group.
That would help.
Not the money, just the way.
Oh, something I wanted to mention about Nightcrawler. Pay attention to the music. Because it's not what you expect. And I think that it's trying to say that the main character, has an idea of who he is that's a lot different from the way we see him. Like, he sees himself a lot in a different light than we do. Not give anything away.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to talk about stuff without giving anything away, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, I just kicked myself out of the document by accident, so there you go. Rob, how was Big Hero 6?
Because
is it as hilarious as the trailer?
It was super cute. It was, you know what? It was, I feel like it was more heartfelt than, you know, like, it wasn't like one of these super funny movies, but there's some good action in it, and the character is great. Baymax is like so awesome. I want like a puffy robot. it was really enjoyable. It was very like It's very Disney and very, like, what's the right word? I don't know. It was just like,
was it adorbs?
No, it was totally adorbs.
It was totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs?
Totes adorbs.
That's our shout out to Des, who couldn't be
there. Is a, there's a great cameo in it. I'll say that. And, you know, it wasn't like, I guess it was predictable, but it didn't make it less enjoyable. It was just, you know, it was fairly standard, like with what to expect with a Disney movie. So, but, yeah, I mean, I definitely go see it. Like, if you had any interest in it, like, you're going to enjoy it. It was fun.
They had a full-size blow-up one of him behind the counter at the movie theater, and I wanted to steal it and run away.
I know.
So would you say it's not really for – it's more like if you can get a kid to go with you kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, I just went with adults, so we didn't give a crap.
You didn't steal a kid. Then.
We might have killed a kid.
Didn't go with you.
Killed a kid? Are we back to that again? Killing children again? Are we really?
I can't.
Speaking of killing children.
you kid? Really?
I have breaking news here. Nick Cannon is going to reprise, bring back Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Wow. That's terrifying.
So keep an eye out for that. Yeah. Keep an eye out for that. It's breaking news hot off the presses.
I prefer Cribs. Kelly Joe. She likes Cribs, which is better than Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, I guess.
Lifestyles was pretty good.
I like to see what the ultra rich are up to, you know?
Yeah.
The Kardashians.
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really into the ultra rich.
Okay. I am stuck in the office with a farting Labrador, just so you all know my pain.
Yeah, I don't like to watch things on television that I can't have.
Really?
Like, I don't like cooking shows because if I can't eat it, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see people with fancy things that I'll never have.
Well,
I just rather not know they exist.
Yeah, and also for you watching the cooking shows, it must be kind of awful to watch them butchering meat and, you know, all that, you know, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Kind of
not your thing.
Ugh. Pigs are gross.
As the cardiologist says, nothing good comes from a pig.
I'm the like, cardiologist
you have
said
clearly
what?
Never met bacon.
What? Hmm? Nothing good comes from a pig?
That's what they say in the cardiology department.
Huh.
Yeah.
I guess.
And then you go into
health-wise.
The cardiology department and they have the Food Network on and they're frying bacon. Ha ha ha. Aren't they hilarious?
Well, I guess it depends on which show you're watching. On the Food
no,
Network.
No, it's always frying bacon. I'm pretty sure they have it on a loop.
Yeah, I haven't watched the Food Network in quite a while, so I can't say. Ever since they
we
hitched
have
their
Food Network Canada yeah. here.
Well, is Guy Ferrari on there, or whatever his name is?
Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri.
Guy Ferrari.
Guy Ferrari. He is constantly.
And that's there, why I don't watch the Food Network anymore. Right there. There's your answer is why I never see it anymore. Because that fucktard is on all the time.
Yeah, he's got a fabulous new restaurant in Las Vegas, too, apparently.
Oh, God. Flavortown.
I won't be going there next time I go to Las Vegas. Dave might insist, though. I don't know.
I think he opened up one in Atlantic City also. But I will not be going there either.
No. It's apparently not. Like pretzels with cheese on it and shit like that.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
Stephanie, I'm excited to hear what you thought about Horns.
Oh, Horns was really good. I thought I had it all figured out going in, what it was going to be about, what the outcome would be. But, like, no, it's surprising. It's just one surprise after another.
Hmm. Well, what is it about? I don't think I've seen anything on it.
Okay, Daniel Radcliffe and Juno Temple, that's his girlfriend, and she's killed, she's murdered, and he grows horns, and at one point he picks up a snake, and it's he's carrying around a snake around his neck. So I thought I knew what the story was, but I didn't.
Huh.
It's pretty good. It's funny.
I'll have to look out for that then.
I saw him on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And that rap.
That was very impressive.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Yep.
That was amazing. That made me like him 10 times more.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Isn't it funny? I already loved him a lot. Now I love him extra. That's an extra dose.
But then again, you know, that's what he does. He learns lines. That's what actors do.
Yeah, it's true.
It's so hard to say them so quickly.
Yeah.
That was pretty phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, go and check it out. I'm sure it's available on the web. He does. Whose rap is it? I don't remember now.
Blackalicious.
And it's like the entire alphabet.
I believe that's who it is.
Of words. It's quite amazing. I'm sure Kelly will know when the comments come up, because she is smart and knows these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of phenomenal. So is that a recommendation, Steph? You would recommend to see the horns?
Oh, yeah. See horns. It's great.
I have heard that it is the best performance of his career.
The best performance of his career?
That is what I heard.
I wouldn't say that.
Harry Potter's a little tough to bot.
Hmm? Yeah, I mean, he was fine. Yeah.
How was his American accent?
It was good.
It was weird when I saw the trailer, and like, it's weird hearing him talk an American accent.
Is it better than David Tennant's American accent?
Oh, much better. Yeah. Oh,
it's good, yeah.
Okay.
Or Gillian Anderson's weirdly British good. Accent?
God, dear God, yes, please. I think anything is better than that. I think my British accent is better than Gillian Anderson's British accent.
Tally-ho.
And I really liked that show, by the way, to be fair. I liked the show, but man, oh man, that accent.
I watched the first episode of The Fall, but I haven't gotten any further. I've got so much on the go to watch, honestly. And, of course, there was my big promotion at work. Thank you very much. I started Supernatural. I got 20 episodes into a 22 season, first season, and I haven't seen any more. So.
No, the Fall I really enjoyed. I thought it was really good. Once you get after you get past her accent, like after like 2-3 episodes, something like that.
Okay, I'm sure I'll get to it.
Yeah,
I just haven't yet.
And Renee's watching Broadchurch or not Broadchurch, whatever it's called here.
Grace Point.
That's it. I still cannot get past his accent on that.
Is that the same thing? I did not realize that.
Yes.
Yeah,
same show. I tried to watch it, but because I watched Bridget, I couldn't get into Grace Point.
So it's not the same show with a different name on it. It's like literally like they stole the concept with the same actors and redid it?
Not all the same actors, just David Tennant. Right?
Oh.
I think he's the only carryover.
Kelly Jo says that she respectfully, well, you don't have to do that, disagrees with the comment that horns is his best performance because she saw him on Broadway. Well, that was you just liked him because he was naked.
Oh.
Oh, is I'm that sure the one that's,
Equus?
I'm sure that's not true.
The one with the horse.
Yeah, Equus.
Kelly Jo has really good taste and is very, very smart about these things. So I'm sure that's not the reason. I'm just saying it probably didn't distract from the reason either.
Possibly his penis was the reason.
I just cannot. It's one thing to be in a movie theater and watch a movie with nudity with strangers in the audience, but how awkward it must be to go to a play.
Yeah, and
that's got to be just squirm in your seat. No eye contact with anybody.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm just a prude, but I'm just not interested in that.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I think that I don't know.
Can't imagine.
No, he played a cripple. What is happening here? I think we have to call Kelly Jo and get her on here to explain her to that one.
I heard he like did things with a horse. Like, I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know. I know there was a horse, there was an old guy, and he was naked. That's all I know.
She said he played a cripple. I said, LOL, with a penis.
Oh, God.
Oh, I make me laugh. Oh, I know. I saw another Daniel Radcliffe movie where he had an American accent. Kill Your Darlings, where he's Allen Ginsberg.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I never saw that, but yeah, that's right. He did do the American accent in that.
Yeah, it was okay. Mm-hmm. I just, that Allen Ginsberg whole story, that does not interest me.
Yeah, me either. I'm not really, yeah.
That's very pretentious.
You know, if we had a personal assistant to sit on our counter, we could possibly tell the personal assistant to mind the chat by saying, like, hello, Echo, could you mind the chat for me?
I'm always listening. Always. I can hear you having sex.
Actually, the name is...
What's the name? No, somebody was going to call it Sarah.
Something with an A.
Yeah, it begins with an A. Astra? No.
No, I can't remember it.
I forget. You can make it any name, any command you want.
Not at first.
Oh, really? You have to start out as whatever it's called.
Yeah. You can call it Amazon or Alexa.
Alexa, that's it. Yeah.
Alexa, would you like to fist fight with Siri?
Well, Alexa has to be more useful than Siri, which doesn't understand anything.
This is true. I don't know. I love the parody one where the mom says, you know, how many two spins are in a quarter cup? And it went, a woman of your age, you should have figured that out by now.
How do you not know this?
How do you not know this? So the parody one was kind of funny. So yeah. You were quite creeped out by it, Rob. You posted it in the group. So no, is it just the constant listening thing?
The ad is what's fucking creepy.
No, the ad is creepy. Was it Oh, I think we both posted, but the ad is like super like
bizarre.
Yeah, it's like a bizarre. Like I feel like, but that family definitely has like secrets.
Yeah,
skeletons hidden deep in their closets. Like there's stuff going on that family.
The ad feels like a dark comedy parody of an ad.
It does.
It doesn't feel like an actual ad. It feels like somebody made a really subversive comedy about the ad.
Particularly so when the kid says, play rock and roll.
If I had told my phone to play rock music and it played that, I would throw it against the wall.
Yeah, just smash
please
it.
Recategorize all rock music to rock. Yeah.
Jesus, like what is it? Why? I mean, okay, why do you need like this pillar in your house and like...
I mean,
I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, for $99, I don't know. I may try it out.
And it's $99 is only. Oh, and it's by invite. If you're lucky enough to get invited to buy it,
and it won't be in my region, I can guarantee you that.
And you're a Prime member, you can get it for $99 for a limited time.
I did sign up for that just to see what would happen. I mean, because your phone, you always have your phone. But I don't know.
And it's only going to play music from your Amazon account, or I think it uses like a couple other apps. But like, who uses Amazon to store the music?
I do.
Michael, do you? I was going to say Michael does.
Oh,
well, because of Prime, because I buy my music on Amazon. So I don't really need to store it on there anyway. So it's
maybe
on my
this
cloud.
Is for you. Maybe the Echo is for you.
If you use Amazon for your I don't use really iTunes for music because they never have anything on sale. So I just use Amazon.
Just you wait, Michael. Alexa, play Ariana Grande.
Oh, believe me, that'll happen in our house.
Grande.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen to your house.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I already know this. Yes.
I kind of want Mike to get one and then to like document, like
his
use with
if
it.
I get the invite, I'm getting it.
How your relationship grows, I think you should tell us.
Yeah, for $100, I'm getting it just to see what the hell breaks loose in this house with it.
You totally should.
That's great.
Maybe they'll throw in a free Fire Phone.
Maybe. I mean, they kind of have a lot of them.
They have a few lying around.
They need to get rid of them.
Maybe they can run Karen C on the Fire Phone.
Oh boy, yeah,
that is the dumbest idea. Jesus Christ! Just get on Apple Pay or the Google Wallet with your Karen C bullshit.
What a bunch of bullshit that like they like. So what was it like? CVS and Rite Aid,
Walmart,
and
it's mostly Walmart. Yeah,
yeah. But so a bunch of actually turned off their NFC readers. Yep. So they had the technology. And thanks a lot, freaking Apple users, because I've been using Google Wallet to pay with my phone for a while now, and it wasn't until you assholes came around with your Apple Pay that people noticed that this existed.
I used it at Whole Foods. It was great.
Yeah.
How's your fancy wristwatch treating you these days?
Oh, good.
You've had it for a while.
Yeah, I love it.
You've done more than pay for coffee with it?
Yeah. It's got like – I took a picture of like the Empire State Building from my window the other day, and now I can set it.
It's lovely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so now it's set as my watch face now, which is pretty cool.
Did you take it with your watch?
No.
That would be ridiculous.
You know, it's kind of creepy-ish, but like I can turn on my phone's camera and see like the camera feed. You could totally be a creep with it, but like
I'm sorry I left this in the women's restroom.
Yeah, I left this in the women's locker room.
It's like Porky's at Rob's work. The other thing with Karen C, you can't use a credit card with it. They have to link to your bank account.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you have to give them your
you have to give them, like, your social security and driver's license number.
For those who don't know, it's a QR code-based payment system. So you're not actually using NFC at all.
No, they're just scanning it.
So, like, you know... Like, someone could literally take a picture of your QR code and then pay for stuff.
Yep.
That's pretty scary.
That's how easy it is to, like it's not a secure method of payment at all.
It's just dumb.
And I don't know. Well, I mean, this company is formed by retailers, and, like, basically what they're doing is trying to get around credit card fees.
Yeah, that's all it is, yeah.
Which is absolutely, I mean, and if you try to go up against Apple, you're gonna regret it.
Well, and who's gonna give them that information?
It's stupid. It really is. And so I feel like this is finally something that Android and Apple users can like come together on, because it's affecting both.
Yeah, you know,
it's affecting everybody. Because now those places I can't use Google Wallet in.
Well, honestly, I wouldn't go into a Walmart anyway, so it wouldn't really matter. No,
exactly. And screw Rite Aid. I will pick Dwayne Reed.
You can just go Dwayne Reed.
They actually support it, and they fully support it and embrace it. You said you went to Whole Foods the other day. I don't know on my Whole Foods, their scanners didn't say Apple Pay, but they like taped a piece of paper to each one.
Yeah, that it's just a little tab that has the Apple.
It's kind of funny though. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I guess because they haven't. There's no reason to change out the whole readers.
No, it's the same technology that's always been there.
Yeah,
but they have to advertise it. So
yeah, that's all. It was just a way about. Yeah, and I literally just held my phone there and I have the thumbprint set up. So I was like, boom, done. It took a second.
Oh, and
my thumbprint works half of the time.
Oh, really? On the 6, it works fantastic, I gotta say.
I've had to reset it, and I, like you guys said to me, oh, that novelty will wear off soon enough. And I swear to God, I've already had to delete my number one thumbprint and redo it.
Oh, really?
Didn't half the time it does.
I have both my thumbs set up, and it works it's like it's not even on there. It works so well. I don't have any issues with it at all.
Senses you coming. Not like that chat room.
I also have very rugged hands, so they can probably see the prints better.
Is that what you figure? Is my little girly thumb? It just doesn't see it coming.
My lumbersexual hands. Oh, you have you seen lumbersexuals? That's a new thing, by the way.
No.
It's a lumberjack version of metrosexuals.
Oh.
Oh.
More rugged, obviously. Bearded.
Do they have buns? Man buns?
I don't know.
I bet they do.
Probably wear flannel.
Yeah. I'm wearing flannel right now, tops and bottoms.
Well, you're Cheers. In Canada. You have to. You don't have a choice.
I told you, it's the law. It's
the Canadian uniform. So have the Queen and King of Canada actually, are they broken up or are they still together?
I hear they broke up.
But they're not officially divorced, right? But I've seen nothing since
then. Scandalous.
Yeah, I mean.
Scandalous. Like, we'll see.
What happens? Do they divide up the provinces? Like, does Avril get, like, Newfoundland and Chad gets the Yukon or something?
Oh, yes. We would definitely send him to the Yukon. You're not kidding. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I hear. I'm sure there'll be a song out about it.
They'll have a makeup song.
Makeup song, or they'll each have individual breakup albums.
Well, so they had an amazing song they did together.
That one where he got old in the mirror thingy and she played the piano?
I didn't see the video. I only heard the song. I now need to see the video. Damn it.
They did a video together. Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like they were trying to do the Justin Timberlake mirrors imitation video. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. Chad Kroeger. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. As a Canadian, I would like to apologize.
For Chad Kroeger.
Chad Kroeger.
Oh my God. He's the worst.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't think of any. Well, there's Celine. You could, well, she's a good singer now.
We gave you Chad Kroeger, Celine Dion, and Justin Bieber. What more do you want?
Oh, God.
What more do you want, America?
Thanks a lot. Thanks
a
lot,
Michaela. We have done our best to dumb down your country for easy takeover. What more do you want?
And Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey. Alan Thicke.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Thicke,
yeah.
Oh, wait. He's not actually a Canadian.
Cause... No, because he was born in the States, right?
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a dog fighting ring happening right now.
Apparently.
In which my senior Labrador gets his ass kicked by a 7-month-old pit bull. It's good. Yeah, it's the battle between the land alligator versus the land walrus. So,
oh, boy.
I'm going to mute myself now. Okay. But I will be back. Hang on.
Yeah, that was all the kind of tech stuff I had.
Yeah, that's fine. Was only... Is it TV time?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Let's see. Mikhail's got dog fighting going on. So who's seen – have we all seen all of Doctor Who?
I have – no. You know what? I have not really seen a lot of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, how come? Too busy moving and stuff?
No time, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're watching –
Hey, how are those new roommates working out?
Oh, they're great.
That's great. Yeah, they're not hogging the soda stream, are they?
No.
Just hogging the soda stream. Hogging
no,
the soda.
They have two soda – that's right.
They do have two. Yeah.
Soda stream per capita.
We have like a huge ass like project. We have a projector, like a huge ass screen that we painted onto the wall.
Do you watch Nicki Minaj videos on it?
Nicki Minaj videos.
Just thought.
Did you say? Did you see the video?
Yes.
Of the girl who woke up from anesthesia and was mad because her butt wasn't big like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, no. Those videos are so cruel. Like, take your child to the dentist, drug them up, and then videotape them. That's so mean. Our sound has improved. Thank you, Mikey.
Yeah.
It feels better.
For a minute, even though I plugged it in a half hour ago.
It feels a lot better without that echo. So let's talk some TV. And I'm super excited that Steph's here to talk about TV because I really miss hearing you talk about
TV. I know. I miss talking about TV. I still watch it. And I think when I'm watching television, I think, this is what I would love to talk about this week. I would love to talk about how I do not hate Doctor Who this season.
I really liked the season except for the first episode and the last episode.
Really?
Really? I mean, I agree with you on the first episode, but
I didn't care for the first episode. I didn't care for the one where there's some people in another dimension, and they're like in the streets.
Oh, the 2D.
Yeah.
You didn't like that, really?
Mm-mm.
I thought it was really smart. Like, I thought it was like You know, you look at the wall and it just looks like a painting on the wall, but really it's the skeleton or the central nervous system of the woman that the two-dimensional thingies ate. I thought it was super creepy. I thought it was good. I liked that one. I'm surprised.
I thought most of the if a show had a weakness, I thought Capaldi was so good that he carried it through anyway.
Mm-hmm. He did. But I did not like the way they wrote Clara very much this season. She was very ultimatum girl.
I liked it a lot better because they actually made her a character and gave her
stuff.
Don't
you tell me you love me again or I'm going to hang up. Don't you say that again or I'm going to throw these keys. Well, don't you say that again or, you know, I'm just like, what the frick?
I liked the Doctor and Clara. Their relationship, that's not really what I was going to say, but I will say that, because they were bickering without bickering.
Yeah, yeah. And there was no, like, there wasn't the quasi-romantic angle like last year, which I liked. It was just them two traveling together and, you know, bickering platonic, like, yeah, bickering like old friends.
They love each other
yeah.
platonically, no chance of a romance. And they do love each other. Even though they didn't like each other, they loved each other.
Yeah, yep.
I don't know if it's because the season was so short, but I really didn't feel them building on that relationship very well. And I also didn't feel that they built on the relationship between Danny and Clara very well. I felt like it could have really hit you in the gut a lot stronger.
Yeah, because the beginning of it was totes adorbs.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it just kind of...
Yeah, they didn't show too much of them. But I don't know how they could have shown them more without him being on the TARDIS, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the problem they ran into, where you either have to jam him in the TARDIS or...
Why? It's so big on the inside. Why couldn't you jam him in there?
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. The finale of the finale just, I don't know, just didn't work for me. I like the first part of the finale. Just the second one, just, I don't know, just kind of.
I love that UNIT showed up. We're going to spoil this, right?
Love that what showed up?
Nothing.
What?
How much are we talking? How much are we saying here? Because I know there are people that are really behind and.
Yeah, Rob's behind.
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about Rob's behind now, Stephanie, honestly.
We like Alec Paul.
Okay, I don't want to spoil you, and that's even too
much. Well, you can talk in generalities.
I didn't like the folks we lost.
I didn't like the person who was saved in the most idiotic way possible.
Oh, really?
I was just like, all right. That was just enough for me.
Plane one, right?
I was like, ugh.
I thought that was kind of touching, actually.
I thought it was silly at best.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a kid's show. I can take
it. Yeah, no, I'm fine with silly. I just thought it was
stupid. So to me?
Yeah, a real stretch. Yeah, really dumb. But I don't know.
I love the concept of the finale, too. I mean, the whole...
I like the concept. I just don't think the second part just didn't do it for me. I don't know why. It just... Like, I liked the Clara Danny stuff, but other than that, I don't know. It just didn't come together for me at the end. But, like I said...
I love Missy.
Yeah. And for me, the season as a whole was a success because Capaldi was so good.
He really was. And actually, I watched like an after special thing about it and about Missy and casting her and stuff. And the woman who played her, they were showing just, you know, her offset and stuff. She's nutty as a fruit. She's hilarious. Like, I would have liked to have seen more of her. Because, like, I'm going to try to find other stuff that woman's been in because I think we might be soulmates. I'm just saying.
I could see the... Two do remind me of each other. But yeah, I would like to see what else she's in because she is fantastic.
Yeah. She's got that real loopy thing going on. Michelle Gomez? Yeah, she was really fantastic. And I loved that. I thought I would have liked to have seen more of that. And I don't think that's the end.
Yeah, I would... can't wait to see what
is going to happen in about
this episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just wonder if the doctor will be selfless and, you know, what he will decide. Mm-hmm. I can't say.
I know.
What I want to say.
I'm sorry that you guys have to dance around everything.
Come on, Rob. Watch TV. Poor Steph. Bob, now I'm going to have to Skype Steph this weekend just so she can talk about it.
Yeah.
She might burst. I enjoyed this season. I really, really love Peter Capaldi in this role. This is his role.
Yeah, definitely.
The way it's written and the if you don't hurry up, I'm going to hit you with my shoe. Like, stuff that you just would not ever expect. And total recant on my side. I was like, oh, it's going to be story time with the doctor because he's an old geezer. He is more physical, I would say, than Matt Smith was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a very physical actor.
Yeah, he definitely is.
And I think he throws little things in, like sliding down the ladder instead of climbing down the ladder, you know, just to say, hey, screw you. Look at it. I'm not that old, right? So I really like him. And when you see, like, these little videos he does off to the side where he'll send a little video to an autistic boy and stuff like that, it's just so heartwarming. He really embodies the doctor, I think.
Or when you see his letter to Doctor Who, and it says that he's decided that he wants to be an actor because he loves the show so much. Oh, yeah.
I double heart him. Like, honestly, I do
too.
Yeah. So how long until it's back now? We're going to wait Christmas and then
Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll just have to have that tide us over. Do you think they're going to pull that same old thing they always do where they introduce someone that would make a good companion, but then the person doesn't want to be their companion?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could. I'm not sure what they're going to do, actually.
They do it every single time.
Yeah, I mean, they always do something kind of like that, but yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, it'll be interesting to see because they have to follow up with the way they left it.
Yeah.
They cannot leave it like that.
See, well, I guess they could.
Well, that would be super freaking annoying if they did.
And
what did you think of the surprise guest at the end?
Oh, the Christmas tie-in?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was good.
I liked it.
I'm okay with, because you want to kind of tease the Christmas thing, so I think it works well.
I'm really excited for the Christmas special, but I always am. I really like the Christmas special.
Yeah, even when they're not so great, I enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was the doctor and what was it? The one where the guy thought he was the doctor?
Oh, was that a Christmas one?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Was that a Christmas special?
I don't remember.
Was it like a Charles Dickens? Was
No, it's like the doctor and Daniel or something. It's the doctor and where.
Oh,
and he has a companion.
He like put his mind in a watch or something.
Not that one. I'm talking about the one where he lands and there's a woman running around going, it's something about, oh, the doctor will do it. The doctor will do it. And it's a thing with, it looks like a Cyberman's face with horns. It's like an animal, shaggy animal with horns.
Oh, I kind of remember it.
The guy's got a, I'm sorry, I'm going to be racist again. He has a black companion. Do you remember?
I remember the guy who thought he was the doctor.
Yeah.
I just don't remember if it was a Christmas episode.
I wonder. Maybe someone in the chat will know.
I don't quite remember. No, they're way behind. Don't wait for them.
Kelly Jo says that it doesn't make... She hasn't seen any of the season, but it doesn't make any sense. He's more physical because he's supposed to be new. It doesn't make... Oh,
doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it
make sense? Yeah. Ooh, see, if I could read, KJ, I'd be okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose that's true, but given the age of the actual actor, I was thinking, well, it's going to be, let's all sit down and read a book with the doctor, because he's old and wants to sit down a lot.
Nah, he definitely found his groove. He definitely found the groove pretty quickly.
Yeah, I agree.
And ran with it.
One of the losses made me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly.
Yeah, I thought it was unnecessary also, but,
apparently it was to emphasize the evil of evil.
Or you could have just killed the person who should have been dead from flying out of a plane. You could have done that, but hey, whatever.
Totes could have. This is our shout out to you, Desiree. We're only going to say totes. Okay. Does anyone have anything else they would like to say about the Doctor Who season as a whole?
Nope, I'm good.
I can't wait to watch it.
I hope I have not spoiled you on anything too much.
No, I doubt it. I'm going to try to plan to watch it before the Christmas special.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Because then you'll be all... I mean, honest to God, on Christmas Day, I'm like, everybody, you have to leave my house now. Doctor Who.
Get out.
Get out! I don't care if it's Christmas. This is my goddamn tradition. I don't know what we'll do if they ever don't show one on Christmas Day. We'll have to find a new tradition. I don't know, maybe go to church or something. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Rob, are you not watching this, you said?
I am not caught up.
Okay.
How is it this season?
I really am enjoying this season. Ooh. I think that
it's definitely been story. Getting better. Yeah, I mean, I thought the first couple episodes are pretty good.
I like some of the new people they've introduced. I am an Adrienne Palicki fan, and she does show up in the show, so I like that.
Very nice.
She's a babe. What do you think, Steph?
Yes.
So not that much of a fan.
Yeah, it's much better than it was last season. That's all I got really to say about it.
Okay. There have been no holes in the side of planes plugged by blow-up rafts, so that's good. Right. We haven't had to SOD that much. Okay, so Rob, watch it and let us know what you think before Christmas.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, now I got to watch that, too.
Goals and deadlines.
Watch everything.
I got myself a promotion. Now there's goals and deadlines. Yeah. Everybody but Mike is watching Gotham. Rob, what do you think?
I really like Gotham, and I don't know why people are being so harsh on it.
Neither do I.
Right?
I don't understand why you keep seeing articles that say, well, if Gotham would change this, this, and this, it would be good. No, it's great. I love it.
I really, really enjoy it too. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like a crime drama, but in this weird fictional city that doesn't exist. And I mean, I like it. And I really like, I think Penguin is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's been really good and really entertaining. And I don't mind that, you know, Bruce Wayne is in it. He's not the main focal point, but he's there. You know, like, I don't have a problem with that at all. Like, it's.
Yeah, is that the problem? Are people expecting a Batman show?
I don't know what they're expecting. I mean, I think up front they always said it's not a Batman show. You know, it's not. It's about Gordon, really, and him trying to, you know, do things right and with all this corruption going on.
Right. I'm confused by the Barbara Gordon character.
Yeah, I think that's different. Because Barbara Gordon was supposed to be his daughter, yeah. But I'm guessing, well, here's my theory. Maybe she dies and then maybe he eventually names his future daughter after her.
Possibly. Is she on life support for 9 months while the baby's gestating?
I don't know. No, I mean, maybe it might not even be her. It might even be someone else, actually. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I mean, they can change anything they want. But that's just my guess, is that maybe eventually he has a daughter and names her Barbara. But I don't know. I think I'm one behind on this, too. I didn't watch, like, the latest one.
Okay. Oh, it was good. Todd Stachwich is the guest star.
Todd Stachwich. Is that the guy that Boston did the Matrix dance with? Or I think of someone else. I don't know.
What?
Hold on. Let me look
Boston
him up.
Did the Matrix dance with?
Yeah, you know, it totally is. Yeah, we told this story when we were.
I think you did, yeah.
On Media Junkyard. He was on. What was he on before that we knew him from?
He's been in everything.
Yeah, but he was at. When we went to this, like, Star Wars party at San Diego Comic Con, like, we were, like, dancing, and then, like, Chris and Boston was doing, like, I forgot who was doing what. I think Todd Sashwick was like doing the gun motion, and then Kristen Boston starts doing the slow motion dodge, and he didn't know who it was at first. And then later on, he realized who it was. And it was,
that's amazing.
That's classic.
The slow motion dodge.
Yeah, totally. It's a Matrix dance.
Official dance move.
Totally. That's what you do.
Yeah, there you go, Matt. That's the same guy Boston danced with. Yeah. At least somebody remembers what we talk about. Thank God for Matt. He says he can tell us why Gotham sucks, but he hasn't yet. Spill it, Matt.
Mike Graff says
the only thing he hated about Gotham was when Penguin popped in the door when Gordon and Bullock were getting arrested. Yeah. Hi, I am Copperpot. Smelly Pot. Whatever his name is. I'm Copperpot. Is that his name? Copperpot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a bit well timed. But that's okay. I can put up with a certain amount of showboating from a guy who turns out to be the Penguin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's got that in his repertoire.
I mean, I think Gotham is a little ridiculous, you know, like, you know what it spawns later on. Like, it's not like it's I like the quirks that it has, you know, and I don't have a problem with it.
I love Alfred.
He's great.
Oh, my God. I love when Bruce started sitting down with the company's, you know, paperwork and Alfred sat down with him. I like nearly teared up.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. And then in this past episode, you know, spoiler alert, Bruce asks Alfred to teach him to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And in this iteration, Alfred is like a thug. You know.
Oh, yeah. No, he totally is. He's like an Irish thug. Like, hold on, you know, British military guy or something.
He seems like he's seen a lot. Yeah, and most of the time in Batman stories, Alfred's more polished, more... Mm-hmm.
He's also a lot older.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bruce Wayne is a grown man, and so Alfred is like a senior citizen by that point. But it's interesting to see this side of their relationship where, you know, like he says to that boy, don't forget he can kick your ass, and don't forget I'll let him.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, to me, I was just like, Matt's opinion is that it is tonally uneven. The acting is scattershot. The dialogue is cheesy. Except for Poison Ivy and Catwoman, every Batman villain will be at least 15 years older than him. That I agree with. That I have a bit of an issue with, because Catwoman's not that much older than him. Except for Catwoman.
I think that's
about right. I mean, the Penguin is quite a bit older. And who else have we seen so far?
Well, you have Edward Nygma, who's a Riddler.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. So they all are.
I don't know. I don't really have a problem with it. Like, it's just... It's definitely...
About 15 years is a lot, though. I'm just going to go beat this old man up.
Not really, though. But if like, 15 years... But, like, if Batman was, like, you know, 25, he'd be, you know, what, 40? Yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal.
By then, you've honed your evil skills.
I don't know. I mean, I think they've made it pretty clear that it's its own thing, and it's not really like, you know, they're doing their own thing with it. Like, they don't have
Batman canon.
Yeah, it's not a canon thing, and it's not something that's like going to spawn into a Batman show. So it doesn't really matter where they end up later. You know,
I like it. I mean, I totally agree that the acting, like his partner, is like an overacting 101 class.
You
know, like,
yeah.
So there is stuff like that, but honestly, I take it completely for what it is, and it's a cheese fest.
It is cheese fest. I think it works better as just cheese fest. Like I'm totally
surprised with Jada Pinkett Smith. I was not expecting this, and she is so over the top. And but I love it.
I do. I really enjoy it. It's one of our watch, like, that night it comes out kind of things, like Avengers is. We don't let that sit too long.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like what?
Avengers. We watch that in the night because it's, you know, it's a fun, easy, rompy thing, and it isn't filmed in Alaska, which makes me very happy.
Oh.
talked often about my husband's amazing amount of shows he watched that starts with Alaska. There's underwater mining. There's dirt mining. There's people who just randomly live in the bush and get filmed for no good reason. There are a lot of things going on in Alaska, and you need to know about them.
They're all on the
Discovery
okay.
Channel.
Oh, that's what my husband watches.
Yeah, there's ice gold Alaska. There's not on the ice gold Alaska, dig it out of the dirt Alaska. There's we live in cabins and raise dogs in Alaska. There's we're poor mm-hmm. people in Alaska. There's a lot of Alaska shows. Just PVR the word Alaska, you will have nothing better to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But another show that I watch as soon as it, like Arrow and The Flash, I love.
The Flash, I really liked it, but where did it go? Is it? It's on like some kind of hiatus right now?
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I fear my PVR is not recording The Flash.
Yeah, it's had several episodes.
Uh-oh. I've only seen a few. I'll have to figure that out. So are you watching new Supernatural stuff?
Yes, the 200th episode just aired.
I heard it was gone to that party.
Oh my god.
Should have gone to the party.
It was good.
The musical episode.
Oh wow. Maybe I'll check that out.
It is not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a musical, like the Buffy musical. It's not like that. No. There was some music, a little bit. But like Sam and Dean didn't sing.
Oh.
But it was, you know, a lot of meta stuff.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the whole show at this point?
I'm only on season one, so I don't know about all that.
The first five seasons are very good.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a season or two where it did get, there were, you know, every other episode was pretty meta. But,
Dave stopped watching it about the same time I told him it was the female version of Buffy.
The male version of Buffy.
Or the male version of Buffy. You just stopped watching it in protest.
It's kind of like Buffy, but not completely.
It's Buffy.
Nah.
Well, it's the same in the same spirit as Buffy.
Yeah.
It fills the same spot that Buffy would have filled.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have another 9 seasons of it to watch, so yay!
But also, like just like that, Veronica Mars, to me, was in the same spirit as
yes,
Buffy, even though it was not supernatural fantasy.
Are you watching The Dick Show?
No, I keep forgetting about it. I forget
the
all about
Dick
it.
Dick Show.
Yeah, the Play It Again, Dick. Or
yeah, I mean, I saw the first episode of that, and it was fun, but like I feel like. It's not Veronica Mars for sure.
Oh no, I've seen this. I've seen the first two, and it's a lot of tongue in cheek business. So, like the guy that played Logan's trying to talk him into doing a buddy cop show.
So. Yeah, and it was that I thought that was going to be a show like they would be in character, but they're not. They're the actors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Anyway, yeah. I'll pick it up whenever I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down by the river and watch it on my lunch break while I eat my salad. It's exciting. So the 200th episode was good, but not what you were expecting.
Yeah, it was great. I nearly cried.
Awesome. So I should keep watching through to the 200th episode, you're saying?
Yeah, there's some seasons in there where it's terrible.
Do you have any desire to do an intro cast with me? No, I'm kidding. I mean, Buffy's going to end soon for you guys. Like, what, in like 6 years? You're going to need something to do, Steph.
Yeah, I'm really thinking we would be done with Buffy.
By the time you're done, you might be The Walking Dead. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
But I'm loving it. I mean, I don't care how long it takes you guys to get through it. I'm sticking with you.
Yeah, we just, you know, life happens.
Exactly. Yep. So we have seen 2-3 episodes since we last met. 3 episodes?
Or at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only seen up to Bob getting eaten. Okay. I've only seen up to Bob getting eaten, so.
Oh, okay. But you've read the comics, so it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. You can spoil me. I don't care.
Right?
Spoiler.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to. I love how the parallel between where the thing that happened to Bob, where his leg was cut off, that is what happened to Dale. That was Dale in
Right.
In the comic. So they've been sticking really, really closely to the events of the comic, and I really like that.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a little tighter with that.
Yeah, but it's got enough differences to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been good.
But I enjoyed the season up to that point.
I think this might be like the best season yet.
This season, I have no complaints. Usually, like it starts out fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm all on board, and it just seems like there's something missing. But this season, it seems to be firing on all cylinders, and there seems to be nothing missing.
Yeah, not like the. I mean, even last year was good, but they still had that governor thing they had to clean up, so that was kind of a mess. But other than that, yeah, it's been pretty strong.
I really liked this season.
Yeah.
I didn't like the whole Maggie Beth thing. That kind of bugged me.
But,
you know?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Nothing. I'm sorry. But Beth is her sister.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think she would be.
One day, and she would go, oh, you know why, Mom? I'm going to go to Washington.
Well, she's got her man now. She doesn't care about.
And I think she assumes Beth is dead, I would assume.
Yeah, but there's been like, I mean, they could have at least done something. There was nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there probably should have been some connection there.
I'm sure when they finally reunite, it'll be.
Oh, Beth smacks her in the face. It goes, you left me here, bitch.
What the hell? I forgot they're sisters because when they were at the farm, Beth was so not a character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely
that
not.
I didn't even know she was around. And now that she is a character, I don't connect them as sisters.
That's interesting, isn't it? I like Beth's character. I liked her a lot with Daryl.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
I loved that.
And I liked when they talked about it on Talking Dead afterwards. They said, you know, was that a bit, you know, romantic? And she said, well, they don't know. They're just figuring it out, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, so there could be some possibility for that.
And I think
what I took it as he was trying not to fall for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That he was trying not to make connections, knowing that anybody could die at any time.
Yep.
That's how I took it.
I think that would have been, I don't know, not less creepy or whatever, if they didn't try and play her so young in the beginning.
They did, yeah, they did do that.
They tried to play her too young to kind of match her up with Carl, and then by the time they get around to the showrunner who knows what he's doing... he's got to deal with that past baggage a bit.
There was a lot of cleanup to do, wasn't there?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
So who do you think that Daryl has got in the woods with him?
Oh, they still haven't shown that?
No.
Well, they did a whole Beth episode where we didn't see our people at all.
Okay.
The very, very end we saw.
I would assume he's got Beth.
No.
I don't think so.
All right.
I think we know that he doesn't have her.
He's got Carol.
We know that.
I think it's Morgan.
It's Morgan. Oh, wait, he doesn't know Morgan, though, does he?
No.
I think it's the kid.
The kid from Beth episode. Yeah, I was thinking that. Yeah.
I hope that's what it is. I hope they deliberately did a switcheroo.
Yeah. That could happen.
Like he ran into Daryl and...
And then, yeah.
And her? I don't want to spoil Mike. Right.
No, go ahead.
Well, we don't really know. Like, it's not, I mean, it's, we don't know what's going on even, so.
Because I don't think the Beth stuff in the hospital happened at all in the comics, right?
No, that's completely not. New, yeah.
Okay. So I hope that's who he has with him anyway, is that boy.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the Beth episode. It was really interesting to see inside of another group.
Yeah, I really did like that too.
Yeah. And how fucked up people can get with their thought process of thinking about what's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
anyway.
Yeah, it's been good. And like the episode after that, you know, where you get back to everyone and you get to see some backstory of Abraham. There's and then probably the most gratuitous sex scene yet in the series.
Oh, really?
Abraham watching.
Because there haven't been too creepy. Yeah, there haven't been too many sex scenes.
You're right. You'd think there'd be more, like in the apocalypse. Like you think.
I'm glad they did that with the character that they did, and not with Glenn and Maggie, because they just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last real clean one we had was Andrea and the governor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that was such a terrible mess they made there. Yeah. Jesus. So glad we're far away from
that.
Well,
like Matt says, that he likes how they've made Carol into Andrea's character. So, yeah, definitely. You know, the Dale character that left, they've, you know, put that story onto somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's her name? Who plays Carol is fantastic. So
when you see the story arc of that character, where she came from this abused, down person that didn't have an opinion, she was like a mouse, to who she is now. It's really quite an amazing story for her, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
To see that.
And in the comics, she kills herself in the prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How freaking disappointing would that have been?
Yeah, well, she's a very different character.
Yeah, she was a different character. Like, the Carol in the show is a much better character.
Would you say that that's a fair to say that she's picked up Andrea's?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's definitely what they've done, yeah.
Okay.
I really loved the reveal that What's-His-Doodle was tainted meat. I loved that.
Oh, Bob, yeah, that was great.
That, Bob
was
that was the only thing I thought they messed up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. And not, like, terribly. Just I thought holding it off, like, I don't know, like the What's-His-Name's monologues kind of went on a little long and...
Gareth?
Yeah, whatever the hell that guy's name was. And that was the only thing. I mean, it wasn't anything
terrible. Well, see, but... I was kind of expecting something because he and, what's the girl?
I forget her name.
Starts with an S. Anyway, they were too happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sasha.
Sasha, that's it.
Yeah. Something's about to go down.
Oh, yeah. Once they were super happy,
you knew something was going to happen,
And then he was, when he was outside, when everybody else was having a good time inside or something. Something was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like he crying.
I knew that something was up.
Well, I figured he got bit.
I figured he got bitten when I saw the scenes in the basement. Like, to me, that seemed like... I knew right then and there he'd been bit.
Yeah, during the world's stupidest zombie kill.
That annoyed the shit out of me.
That was really dumb. There was no reason.
He had so much experience with killing zombies, and they just jump in the hole and hope for
death. That was a little weird. That was a little weird.
Weird.
But I can forgive that. That's one little thing.
So is that weird minister going to stay with us, do you think?
Probably.
For a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he hangs around for a while in the comics.
I really enjoyed this. I'm really enjoying this season so far. So we'll see what happens next. And I'm even enjoying The Talking Dead. Hardwick seems to have managed himself, though.
You're a fangirl, though.
Not a fangirl. Just saying. What else we got?
After seeing Marilyn Manson on The Talking Dead,
I can't watch it
anymore.
That was like the worst.
Oh, was it really bad?
Oh, God, it was so
weird.
Oh, my God, yeah, when he was on The Talking Dead, it was brutal. It was like he was just nonsensical.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And Hardwick was picking on him and making fun of him by the end. It was hilarious.
Do not give this man a microphone.
No, go write some more terrible songs nobody wants to hear. Or you know what? Better lock yourself in a coffin. You know, is that what vampire dudes do? Stop sharing your opinion with the world. Okay. Somebody read a book. That doesn't happen around here very often unless Matt's involved. So somebody better tell us about this book they read.
It's a comic book.
Ooh.
It's iZombie. Oh,
this is a TV show now.
There is going to be a television show at some point.
Yeah.
I think we have it here already. Don't we?
Really?
Canada? Yeah, I think so. Huh. I think it's on like a music channel for some weird reason. No, it's on Space, I'm sure. I'm going to look.
Okay.
I might be thinking of something else.
That would be great. Oh. It's Rob Thomas, the guy that did Veronica Mars. It's a show for the CW, iZombie. The comic and the television show sounds like they're going to be totally different things. Like, the title is the only thing they're using. Oh, like, the girl's name is different. The only thing she eats, like, if she eats brains, it keeps her from becoming, like, a mindless, brain-dead zombie. So it keeps her, you know, her...
I'm thinking of something else, obviously, then. Okay.
Okay. What is that, though? I might want to watch it.
It's something zombie. Let me find out. What about this Hubot market? What are this Real Humans? Is anybody watching Real Humans? You guys don't have this show, do you?
No.
Okay. I watched the pilot. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, I'm looking to see. But there is, it's about like you can buy a real humanoid robot-y thing and, you know, they live in your house and it's kind of like what your little Amazon thingy will be in 20 years. So that's interesting.
Alexa.
Yeah, but you can get her to look any like way you want and stuff like that. And they have feelings, these robots. So that's interesting. You know, robots with feelings are always good. Oh, I'm thinking of Z Nation. You guys have that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. All right. So many zombie shows. Who can keep track?
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. My bad. Sorry, Steph. Got y'all excited about nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a show that I don't know about?
Yeah. I don't think that's possible.
No.
Okay. How much feedback have we got? And Michael needs to go to bed soon.
Well, we have the two feedbacks from 7 weeks ago.
Awesome.
Actually, I believe they're both from last month.
Last month.
And I'm not
even
kidding.
We have no new Interstellar feedback?
I don't know. That could have been last month. It was the last day of next to last day of last month. So.
Okay.
I have no idea when that came out. That was only last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we had. That's good. I was just going to mention this thing that Kelly Jo posted in our group, the Shia LaBeouf thing. Did anybody watch this?
Mm-mm. Not yet. Oh, I saw it. I didn't get a chance yet.
It's the story of a cannibal. Named Shia LaBeouf. You should watch it.
Hey, Chatterbox. This is Kelly Jo. Just chilling in my car, waiting for my sister's ceremony to be inducted into the National Honor Society to start. Ooh. And the reason I'm waiting in my car instead of outside is because it's raining. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, but it's raining and I don't want to go outside. It's disgusting. Anyways. So things I want to talk to you guys about. Gone Girl. So good. How amazing is that movie? I don't know if any of you have seen it yet, but if you haven't, you should. Other movie you should see, Birdman. Michael Keaton is back. Should win an Oscar. And very well might for playing Birdman, or as I like to say, Birdman. And what else do I want to talk to you about? As I posted on the Facebook group, listen to 1989, T-Swift's new album. It's really good. I've listened to it at least 5 times since I downloaded it Monday. What else do I want to talk to you about? Oh, I haven't actually even started it yet, but I did just buy Amy Poehler's new book, Yes Please, and it looks really good, and it's, you know, Amy Poehler, and she's great, and she has a book, which is awesome. I don't know, I'm just bored in my car, and I figured I'd leave you guys a voicemail. because, you know, why not? Oh, I'm sure you guys will bring up Doctor Who. I've given up at this point. Like, I didn't start watching this season with a new Doctor, and I don't miss it at all. I have new shows in my life. I have How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal. And I love to sit at home with a glass of wine and watch those shows because I can have wine legally now. Ooh. So there's a lot of things that we should talk about. You guys should have me on soon. And I'm going to mention it in my voicemail to put the public pressure on. Okay, so, oh, yeah, Into the Woods is going to be awesome. Into the Woods is going to be awesome. Meryl looks great. All right. I'm going to sit in my car and read Amy Poehler's book. Hopefully, before your next episode, I can give you an update on it being, on hopefully completing it, or if not, you know, tell you how good it is at this point. All right. This has been one of my beautiful, spectacular, rambling voicemails that I know you guys love because you love me.
This is true.
Even if you're afraid to admit it, it's okay. I understand. I understand.
We
it's
have
cool.
No fear here.
I get it. I get it. All right. This recording has been going on for 3.5 minutes. I'm going to go. Bye.
Bye, Kelly Jo. Thank you. Are you still in the chat? How did your book go?
She's read three books since then, so.
I was going to say, she's gone to bed now because it's really late.
Gone
the
Girls now.
Flies.
Gone Girls out on video.
please play Matt's feedback so that you can go to bed.
I have it right here.
Good boy.
Hey, Chatterbox Podcast. It's your old buddy Matt on this spooky feedback. I don't know how to do that voice. You know, because it's close enough Halloween episode.
Thanksgiving.
Feedback of what I've been checking out recently. Because it is late October, I am getting ready for
November
NaNoWriMo, which is the National Novel Writing Month. It's going to be my third time. Can I do it again? I don't know, but hopefully this story I've been working on we'll get a good push from it. I've also been checking out some movies and stuff. One of the movies I've recently seen is We Are the Best. I say it that way because it's got an exclamation point at the end. This is a Swedish film from director Lukas Moodysson. It's a period piece about these trio of like tween girls who start a punk band in the early 80s in Sweden. And this movie is really, it's really charming. It's really sweet. And I think Lukas Moodysson really knows how to work with child actors, which is not an easy thing to do. It's, it just popped up on Netflix in America. I don't know if it's in Michaela's region, but it's definitely worth checking out. I also caught up with a documentary called Tim's Vermeer, which is a film from Penn and Teller, the famous magicians and multi-entertainers. This is a film about one of their friends, who is this kind of eccentric millionaire inventor guy, who becomes fascinated with the artist Johannes Vermeer, and how Vermeer was this pioneer of photorealistic paintings back in the 17th century. And what Tim sets out to do is he's not a painter at all. He sets out to recreate one of Vermeer's masterpieces using like creating an exact replica of the room to the best he could. And this film was really intriguing, and it's a film that's really interesting about art and what makes art and how technology influences art. And it's not, and it's a film that respects both, you know, the science and the art of great art very well. It's not an easy thing to do, but the amount of time he spent on this and the amount of work and blood, sweat, and tears and all that stuff, you can tell this guy just, you know, he took it very seriously, and I think both sides end up working really well, and it's only 80 minutes, so hopefully that'll pop up on Netflix or something soon. TV-wise, the new show that really won me over was, unfortunately not a whole lot really won me over. But Jane the Virgin on CW is really good. It's kind of a telenovela kind of homage about this girl who's in her early 20s. She's kind of got a serious boyfriend, but she's still a virgin. And she finds herself getting pregnant by an accident at the OBGYN. And it is a ridiculous concept, but because the world of this show is so heightened and it's obviously influenced by telenovelas and soap operas and melodrama, it's believable. And I think the acting is really solid. I think it's also good to have a little bit more diversity on TV because it's primarily like a Latin cast. There's not a whole lot. There's like one white person, and there's also a lot of women. So it's also good to have a lot of a good cross-section of well-written women on TV. And overall, it's a fun show. It's I've 3 episodes in, so hopefully this will be that kind of solid soap that is always fun to check out. Finally, I want to talk about a podcast I've been catching up on. And if you are a fan of the Facebook group, you probably see my post about it. It's the podcast Serial. It's from the makers of This American Life, which is one of the great radio shows, and this is an in-depth I heard it might be like a 26 episode series for this season, and it follows one true life murder of this high school girl who was murdered, and her ex-boyfriend ended up being convicted of it. But there's a whole lot of flaws in the investigation, and if he's not innocent, the show makes a good, compelling argument that his case is deeply flawed, the case against him, that is. And the storytelling in it is very good. It's very interesting. It is like This American Life at its best, and it's very interesting to see something like this get this much in-depth coverage every week. It's something I think it should be definitely to catch up on. It's only 5 or 6 episodes deep, and yeah, it's amazing stuff. All right, that is it for me. Happy Halloween, everybody, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Christmas.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Happy New Year, Matt.
Last week. That was so awful. Thank you, Matt, for your feedback. I felt like you, Kelly Joe. I'm actually downloaded a few episodes of Serial. I haven't had a chance to start it yet just because of my big promotions keeping me busy. But apart from that, I'm excited to start listening.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we started listening to it yesterday. It is fantastic. Like, it starts out, she interviews like her nephew and his teenage friends, ask them what they did on a Tuesday 6 weeks ago. You know, just out of the blue, people, you don't know what you did on an average day 6 weeks ago. And that's what that boy has to, that's what his case hinges on. And now, that was in 1999. And he has no alibi because, what were you doing 6 weeks ago? Nobody, you know, you could.
Exactly.
So.
Does he grow horns?
No.
No.
But he sounds like a nice guy. And I know that's not anything to hinge a defense on, but like the reporter, newscaster, radio personality, whatever she is, you know, she talks to him twice a week. He is not a murderer.
Right. That she knows about.
So, yeah, we've listened to the first couple of episodes. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm caught up.
What is up with humans and their fascination with crime stories?
I don't know.
I used to watch that True American Crime or Detectives or whatever it was that was on Channel 30. That was like Channel 31. That'll be helpful to you. It was on A&E like way back in the day, or Bravo way back in the day. And then I'd fall asleep and have a nap on the couch when the story I just watched about a woman who falls asleep and a nap on the couch got murdered. Oh my God. I don't know why I used to be in so into those shows. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like to look at the worst of ourselves, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, he's wrapping us up. Yeah. Oh, hey, I'm going to like... tell you.
The music, the award music when like you're
speaking. That's it. That's it. Yeah. It's closing in at 11:30. I got to be up in 5 hours.
I
so
I have to have dinner at 8:30. Steph, where can people find you?
Oh, new place. New place, right?
What is my podcast? I Zombie Podcast, I suppose.
Yes, I believe that's one of them.
Potential Cast. Potentialcast.com. At Steph Smith on Twitter.
Are you using the Twitter much these days?
Not really. I have nothing. I've run out of things to say.
It's funny, isn't it? I go there and there's very few people still hanging around.
Yeah.
Anyway. Huh. Well, we love the Potential Cast, and your idea for Intro Cast was just absolutely brilliant. If you don't know, Steph Smith is the mother of Potential Cast, or of Intro Cast, actually.
I'm sure I stole it from someplace else.
You can thank or blame her, depending on how you feel about that. I love all the Intro Cast and the way it's keeping the community excited about television, and, you know, I love it. So thank you, Steph.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here and talking about TV with us. It's always nice to get your perspective because you're so smart.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm not smart.
and our next guest will be Kelly Jo, it sounds like, from the public demand.
Like 2 months or so.
Yeah, 2015.
Our Christmas special will be hosted by Kelly Jo Briscoe. you can find us on the internet. We're at chatter@chatterboxpodcast.com. You can send us feedback there. We like feedback a lot. We eat lots of yummy feedback. Send it to us. Yeah. Like Matt did and like Kelly Jo did. You can do it too. It's easy. You see something in the world, you think, oh, I know 3 people who would be super interested in hearing about this, and you can tell us.
And you could also, maybe next time we'll go live again.
That would be fun.
It'll be less eventful, hopefully. Yeah. But yeah, we'll post that somewhere, okay. Some point.
We would give you our chitter,
our chitter,
our chitter names. Look, I just invented a new social media platform. It's called Chitter. Sign up now. You can get your username and handle. We don't really Twitter all that much at all anymore. No. So you can go Facebook to Twitter.
Facebook group is where it's at.
Go to our Facebook group. There's lots of fun stuff going on in there, you know, and it's not just all me these days. There's lots of other people adding things too.
It's true. It's
yay.
You can see Shia LaBeouf or the song about him being a cannibal.
Oh, God.
That's in there. There's lots of stuff. We have discussions about shows we watch, about music we like, about stupid things we find on the internet. You can join us. Just saying. Anyway, it's been a real pleasure, Steph. Thank you.
Thanks for coming
on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Play that groovy music, Michael.
Hi.
Not even on command, not even a cue, nothing.
That's there.
Oh, now he's playing it.
It's been on.
Oh, no, I couldn't hear it. All my talking must have broken it up. Sorry. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in the chat. It was just super fun to do that.
You have 21 seconds to fill. Go.
We love you all. What do we want to say, Rob? Say it.
I can't hear anybody else now. Mikhail can't hear the music, and I can't hear anything but the music.
Okay, it's Rob's turn. Say something nice, Rob. Oh, finish us off in a classy way. Finish us off.
Thanks for listening, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a show. No, we'd do it anyway, actually.
There'd still be just probably talking.
We'd just be talking but to ourselves. And,
thanks
for not making us losers.
That's nice. We appreciate it. We're not doing a Halloween thing this year, clearly, so we'll do a Christmas thing. Or maybe an American Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah.
Because we already had Thanksgiving in Canada. We were thankful for the harvest. When it was harvest time. Weirdos.